Аудиозапись номер 8 к заданию 2. Listen to the dialogue and decide which of the facts in your workbook are true, false, or not mentioned in it.
Well, Kate, it's great to see you again. So, did you enjoy England?
It was a very interesting visit indeed. London has changed so much since the time I went there first.
Really? In what way has it changed?
You see, London has long been a multicultural place, but nowadays it is becoming more and more a city of immigrants.
I know that after the Second World War, a lot of Caribbeans who had served as soldiers in Britain decided to stay in the country, as they were citizens of the British Empire. I also understand that a lot of Indians and Pakistanis came to live and work in Britain in the 1950s and 1960s, as the country needed working hands.
There are lots of other reasons why people come to live in Britain, such as seeking protection from war, poverty, or political persecution back home. So many people have chosen London to be their new home that today an incredible number of 300 languages can be heard in its streets.
Do they live all together, or are there areas in London which different nationalities prefer?
People of particular ethnic origin prefer to populate different parts of London. For example, I happen to know that Brixton in South London is famous for its well-established West Indian community, and Wood Green in North London is a large Turkish settlement.
So modern London is very much like New York, where communities hardly mix with each other.
Not quite that. London is truly multicultural as I see it. Almost every part of London is populated with a wide mixture of people from lots of different countries and cultures. And of course, there are also large numbers of Irish, Scottish, and Welsh people living in London.
Does it mean that people have to forget their culture and language when they come to live in London?
Coming to live in London from other countries doesn't mean that newcomers have to forget their own culture. They are not encouraged to do so. On the contrary, there are a lot of ethnic festivals, markets, ethnic centers and events.
Are you trying to say that they have no problems?
Of course, there are some problems. For example, although there are laws against racial discrimination, people from ethnic minorities are more likely to find unskilled jobs or be unemployed than the majority of the population.